Welcome back once again, Talking Animals. We got another episode for you this week. Hey, listen, we're going to do this thing solo this week. I guess you can call it solo. It ain't really solo because, you know, we coming back with that fofo. It's four of us, but actually five because, you know, Big Cat Cheetah said he going to be here. And I guess we can call him a guest. Well, he ain't getting interviewed, though. You know, we're going to do this thing a little bit old school, as we call it. You know, we usually have an interview for you guys. But, hey, this week you're only getting this one episode. So y'all better like it and shut up. You know, I hope y'all enjoy this nostalgia. We walk back down memory lane. We ain't really doing that either. But, again, it's just going to be one show this week, and it's just going to be us. You know, so everybody here got one, Beezy, Lamp, me, and, like I said, Big Cat Cheetah, he gonna be here too. So, without further ado, we're gonna start with the stable this week. And in the stable this week, we're talking about Maya Moore. You know, she got married. She got married last week, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I know it's during the summer she got married.
Yeah. So, yeah, Maya Moore gets married, and it's a. It's a big thing because she married one of the guys she helped exonerate. And so it's like a really good story. People are like, oh, that's touching. You know, that's cool. And it's like really good for 2020 as well. But I want to get y'all's opinion on first how she ended up getting in like that type of relationship with somebody that she ended up, you know, helping exonerate. Because I feel like that's kind of like, I don't know, I ain't got a word for it yet, but it's kind of weird to me.
Of interest.
And then also,
I saw someone today refer to it as grooming.
Yeah. That's a good
and
word.
And the reason they said that is like, when I first saw the story, I said that I was going to wait. Because I'm like, I don't really know where to find like the details at, right? So I looked one time, but I didn't look a lot. I don't know where to find, like, how she knew the dude, you know, how she met him, blah, blah, blah. But I saw someone today say that she met him or either started talking to him or something. I don't know how long he's been in prison or nothing. I ain't look it up. Any of y'all know that?
He's been in prison 20 years.
So, he was in, so 20 years then. Okay.
20 years locked up in the 50 years.
Okay, since. So I saw someone say today that they heard that she met him when she was in college as a freshman. Like, that's when she started talking to him, apparently. So a lot of people are now saying, like, he basically, you know, he basically been talking to her the whole time, like, you know, and he was focused, she was focused on getting him out. So people are saying, like, the whole reform thing that she was talking about last year when she want to, you know, make a change. People was like, so really you took off to get your boyfriend out. People are like, you know, that's fine.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
You know, people are like, that's fine. But, you know, like, how did you meet him in the first place? Like, so a lot of people seem to be worried about that.
To me, like, I mean, it don't even matter to me how she met him, right? She like, so she started, like, with this whole, the prison ministry, right? Mm-hmm. So, wait, first of all, so she met him when she was 18.
Okay, so you heard that too then.
And, yeah. So he 40 right now. She 31, so that means 13 years ago is when they met. Right, so she was 18 and he was 27. Right, so her parents, her godparents, something like that, were advocating for him because they got they got a prison ministry. So I reckon they preaching or whatever. But like, so she began to start her whole thing with prison reform and exonerating innocent people in 2016, which was she was 27 then. And so in 2019, last year, that's when she was like, hey, I'm about to step away from the game to focus on that case, right? So last year she stepped away from the game, framed it up as prison reform, saying she's focusing on that one particular case. And that's what people do. They usually focus on one case at a time because that shit take a lot. You know, it's a lot of appeals, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, like, I don't really care how you met. I don't really care about that backstory. I just wanted to give it to y'all so that our audience understands the story. But I mean, I just feel like, you know, Maya, hey, you ain't got a lot of kicking. You know, just, you know, like you could have just been like, hey, I'm in love with so and so, and my focus right now is get him out of prison. So I'm stepping away from the game. Not prison reform, like, and you know, and ain't nothing, I wouldn't have looked at her any differently. And she like, I'm in love. I need to get my future husband up out of jail.
It would look different though. Cause like,
really? It would have looked different, system, but it wouldn't have looked like it looked now.
She might have had more, she might have had more steam going about it the way she did than I'm trying to get my love out of jail. You know what I mean? But first off, shout out to Mr. Irons though, cause like, I know plenty, but I might not be as good as what you think he's gonna be. I'm glad he out, you know, he get to live his life or what's left of it. But I know a few, not plenty, a few people that have been locked up in prison and get the fuck married. I'm saying shout out because you got to be a bad motherfucker to be locked down 24 motherfucking 7 and walk your ass right out into a relationship. I know motherfuckers that then got married in jail. How the fuck do you do that?
Bro, nah, well, I was kind of with you, Warren, but I would take it a step further, bro. Not only did you do that, bro, but, bro, he didn't just walk out and get in a relationship.
He walked out and got married.
No, not just that.
Married to Maya. Married to Maya.
Maya,
that
was
like, have you seen her? He's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bro, some bitch would talk to sandals.
On and
he
off
would talk to sandals off of Jesus' feet. And Jesus would be like, what happened to my shoes?
Y'all, you know what, man? Like, I in prison, right? I'm telling you, man, I seen some motherfuckers get talked out of their draws, bro. And I used to tell not just females either, because it doesn't always, you know, end up being about just relationships. Like, sometimes inmates might want something from you that's not a relationship. They might want you to smoke some shit in there, whatever. But I used to tell everybody that come in there, like, inmates are smooth, bro. They are smooth. Rather, I ain't saying he a bad guy or nothing, but I'm just saying, when you got 24 hours a day to do nothing but think about how to get whatever it is in life that you need to get or want to get, you're going to be smooth, bro.
That makes
if you
sense.
Apply yourself, that 24 I'm hours
saying, they just need opportunity.
Y'all ever talk to somebody who has been in jail and they make you almost be like, damn, I wish I was there with you because they make jail sound so fucking fun. Like, it's the best thing smoking. You ever talk to a motherfucker like that?
Hell no.
It wouldn't happen to me.
Not but at all.
Simply yes, because I work in prisons. I work in prisons, rather. So, it couldn't happen to me because I know. And
I done been in prisons a couple times when I was bad as a kid. You know, they took me out part of the street shit. And so,
I'm not saying I want to be. I ain't saying I want to be locked up, but motherfucker be talking like about shit that happened in jail, and I'd be like, damn, that shit sound fun. And then reality hit me like, bitch, you was in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, them motherfuckers make like something super edible too. Shit, I'm telling you, man, the motherfuckers is innovative as hell, bro. You be inside on the rock. They used to call it the rock in Broad River. Correction, they used to call shit the rock, like the main floor. You be on the rock, bro, that smell be wafting over there, bro. I be like, damn, what the hell they cooking in that microwave over there, boy? Them motherfuckers be over there chefing something up. They'll sell you a dream and stories off food. How you thinking that shit something good over there? Motherfucker, ramen noodle and egg. Microwave egg.
But this ain't the thing bad about the WNBA, though, like, you know,
I don't really think it would though. Like, I mean, because I know, of course, like she already had told them this season she wasn't going to play at all, like because she was still focusing on her prison reform. So she already had said she wasn't going to play. But then there's a ton of WNBA players who said they weren't going to play this season because of like the whole COVID-19 and the whole bubble situation.
But she had announced early though.
Yeah, I was saying like,
yeah. Like,
man,
I mean,
yeah, she announced last year.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah, earlier. Yeah.
But I mean, even at that point, I don't think it would be a bad look on the WNBA because, to be quite frank, the WNBA already doesn't have that great of a look as it is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, she like fuck the WNBA. It's either that man got a gold pole. She waited 20 years to get this motherfucker out of jail. You know,
well, I ain't even, bro. 20 years, somebody in trouble. I can tell you that now.
Oh, she
might not come back to the WNBA.
She might can't walk no more, damn it.
I think it's bad as far as like the fact that she would think that, you know, I'm going to just take a year off of the NBA and focus on this, WNBA and focus on this versus staying in the WNBA while focusing on this and using it as my platform, because that lets you know that, that, you know, the platform for the WNBA can't be that big. If she felt like she needed to just not even be playing to do what she needed to get done. Like, think about like an NBA player
that's a good point.
Trying to get someone out of prison. Like, they would just keep on playing basketball and announce it at every, you know, at every press conference. Like, anytime you're doing a post game or a pregame or something, like, hey, this is what I'm focused on, blah, blah, blah. But she felt the need to not even play basketball to do it. Like, that, like, their stage isn't even big enough for her to accomplish what she
needs. That's what I was
talking. I think that's bad.
Yeah, that's what I was talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, I think yeah, like I you said, you know,
them women were gonna get with that. You know how they feel about
to begin with.
They, you know how they feel about black men.
Oh shit!
They gonna blame Mr. Iron because she quit her career and be like, "See, I told y'all, black men ain't shit. He made her give up everything."
Damn. Nah, I don't think that'll happen with him, only because. The only reason I feel like it won't happen with him is because, like, bro, he was in, you know, like, jail, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he was in prison. Like, he helped him get out. Yeah, I don't know. Nah. And she met him that way, too. So it wasn't like, you know, he wasn't, you know, he tricked her or something.
Oh, he tricked her, huh?
I mean, he definitely did that.
One way or another. He might be a good guy. And I ain't taking nothing from neither one of them. I'm happy. Happy for him. But
like
it's my duty to talk shit. I'm talking to him on the podcast. Yeah.
Like, I saw bits and pieces of their interview because it was on Good Morning America talking about it. And like, just like Niggy had said, like, at first I was like, so you mean to tell me your prison reform, and just to let y'all know, I did air quotes. I was like, so your prison reform was to almost, in a sense, get you some dick.
Oh, see, Lamb, you ain't had to be there.
But no, like, but that was my thought process at first, because, like, just like when I first saw it, I was like, that's crazy. And then, of course, like, you saw everybody, like, some people were saying, like, well, when you work that close to someone to try to get them out of jail, because a lot of people, they just thought that she met him. Like, when she first started this, and because she was working so close to him, she started falling for him. A lot of people don't know the full background to where, when you really go back that far, she's probably been in love with this man for years, and her goal was to almost, in a sense, like, I don't want to belittle it and make it seem like her overall goal was to get her future husband out of jail, but
no, that ain't what you said, bro.
No, I know what I said at first. I know what I said at first. And I said, that's how the shit it looked to me at first. But once you start to find out the information, again, it doesn't really look that bad. And that's why, to me, I'm like, I don't really think it's a bad look on the WNBA. Only because, in some way, like, a lot of the WNBA players, they've taken off time for several things within the family. Like, Skylar Diggins... completely for like a year or two when she got pregnant and had her child. Like, she was completely out of the league.
She couldn't. I mean, hell, she wasn't going to be able to play for at least part of that anyway.
But it's the fact that she, like, even after the child was born and she is already starting, like, she was already back in her playing shape, she still didn't come back. That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, I think that's just an indictment on the league because they ain't enough money. That's what it boiled down to, bro. Like, if those ladies were making life-changing money, then they wouldn't leave.
Oh, true.
But, bro, they be making 50 racks, dog. They make less than all of us, dog.
You know, that's so, what they actually said.
That shit crazy.
They literally said, yeah, buy more.
So that's why they don't hesitate to leave. Shit.
They said, buy more money was, like, she was basically making $58,000 a year playing in the WNBA. $58,000. But that doesn't count that she is, the first real woman of Jordan who actually had her first own signature shoe through Jordan. So she got more money.
She make money. But the endorsement money didn't stop because she took away. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why they don't care. Skylar Diggins was endorsed by Nike. That's where their money comes from.
They get the money from them and say, forget it.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, I know we got to move to the next time, but I do want to say this. Think about this thing here too. You know, with Maya Moore and you know, an old buddy being married or whatever, like, I think, you know, one thing we didn't think about, because his lamp so elegantly put it, you know, she took a year off from the league to get some dick. You know, that's what Lamp said. But so what we missing?
Thought. So that's my first. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. But what we missing from that is, listen, fellas, all this time they had us thinking that all the power was in the pussy, but clearly you got some too. Man, hey, that man was in jail 20 years, bro. She wanted that thing so bad she quit her job. Get him out. Let that marinate. Let that marinate.
What is the name?
Know your worth, King.
Know your worth, King. What buddy name? Last
name
Iron,
isn't it? Last name Iron.
Middle name Mielner.
Yeah.
Mielner.
Yeah.
Thor's hammer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, hey, just fellas, make sure y'all remember that. But you know, we ain't gonna hold y'all that much longer on that, you know, or any more time. Hey, it's Niggy, and y'all might be tired of hearing me talk, you know, because I'm typically hosting the show, but I got something else I want to say, and I need y'all to listen. During the quarantine, which was for me like about 3 months, your boy gained a lot of weight, and if you listen to the show, you already know I'm fat, like, but I got, like, extra fat during the quarantine, so I knew I had to do something, and FNX Fit was just the right thing at just the right time to help me overcome the weight that I gained during quarantine, and they provide premier health supplements that are designed to help athletes, which, you know, I used to be one of those, but it also is for people starting their fitness journey, like kind of like myself right now. So you get to have something of quality that you can trust without any extra fillers. And for those of you that don't know what extra fillers are, that's just like that stuff that you can't pronounce that are any like your supplements that you really don't want, because you just want your supplement to do what you're buying it to do so that you can get the best results. And that's what the products of FNX Fit do for you. You get the boost you need, or the, you know, the results that you're looking for without having to worry about all kinds of extra stuff being in your body and getting those things that you don't want. And right now, you can look for the products to help you in your fitness journeys by using our referral link, which you'll see listed with our podcast. Using their referral links or the promo code FNXTA podcast to get 15% off right now. So make sure you hit it up, use the link, or use a promo code to get that 15% off. Let us know what you think of the products. I think you're going to be happy. Again, you're getting the result with all the other extra. Again, this is Niggy. I'm out of here. Make sure y'all check us out. On that, let y'all think about that thing, about how much power you possess, fellas and ladies, what you should be doing for your king. Hey, and while y'all thinking about that, we're going to go to a topic that might not be as much fun. As we jump into the web this week, we're going to talk about the NFL. We know the NFL is back. A lot of people are very happy about it, including myself. However, you know, they were on full display. They had center stage last Thursday as the Texans played the Chiefs. And, you know, the Texans didn't come out of the locker room for the national anthem. But, you know, the players decided that, you know, hey, you know, let's not try and do something that may cause division. We still want to take a stand, but let's come to some type of compromise. So instead, we'll have a moment of silence where we lock arms. And guess what? They were still met with
booze.
Booze. Bruh, all I could think about was just what we said 2 weeks ago. This shit will never change.
Never going to change.
It will never change.
And you know what? I just thought of something this week too, man. Not definitely related to or directly related to this, but it just made me think, man, like, y'all ever notice how anytime it's like an argument, like something that goes viral or something like that, it's like an argument with a person of color, a black person, you know, someone of color, and then like a white person, and somewhere along the argument, the white person just yells out for no reason whatsoever, something like, fuck you, Trump 2020. Y'all ever notice that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That shit just made me wonder, like, is Trump 2020 or is MAGA, like, the new N-word? Mm-hmm. And it just made me think about that one, you know, in regards to, like, how stuff never gonna change. It's like...
But like, that's the ultimate fuck you, dog. Like, that's what that flag means. Like, me and my cousin was talking about it. You never saw Bush 2004, whatever, all not them like signs this. And shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, all that fucking flag means is fuck you. I do and say what I want to do. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what it seems like, bro. And I just brought that up because I feel like all them people that was booing, like, that's them.
Like, yeah, but the thing is, bro, like, there are so many people. And then, you know, what I like to call it, you know, what I say they're doing, they move the goalposts, you know, on us. Because it's like, because it was all this, bro, it was 2 years or 3 years, however long, it was more than 1 year of debating, like, no, you know, you shouldn't take a knee. First of all, you know, Colin Kaepernick, he ain't shit, you know. He kneeled during that, you know, my cousin fought for this country. And those two, it was almost always people who had family that was in the military, not actually military people that had a problem with it too. But anyways, you know, my daddy fought for this country, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? That's disrespectful. Oh, those players are disrespectful. Then Donald Trump, you know, they ought to be fired if they kneel during the national anthem. Cool, 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 cool. All right. How about this? We don't kneel during your national anthem. Hey, all right. So take away, because that's what the problem was, right? You know, that's the problem. That's why I'm mad. Like, mm-hmm. You know, y'all kneeling during the national anthem. So cool. We're just going to have a moment of silence. And we're going to lock arms, white, black, blue, green players. We're going to lock arms, show unity, and have a moment of silence for the people that have been killed unjustly, unarmed by the police. Nah, I don't like that shit either. Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. So, really, all that other shit you've been saying for 2 years is bullshit. And what you really mean is, I don't like you. Mm-hmm. I don't like you. That's what it is, bro. And, you know, to your point, Beez, I don't, you know, I disagree a little bit. I don't think that the MAGA, the Trump 2020 is the new N-word, but it's a symbol of supremacy, though, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, works for me.
And we got,
because I don't, you know, I don't think they like, you know, because I don't think nothing will ever replace like that good old RDR.
Oh, I just mean in a sense, like, I'm basically saying the same thing you saying. As far as, you know, like, as that goes, I just feel like that's a way of, you know, getting, driving a point home without, you know, because it's acceptable to say, you know, MAGA 2020 or Trump 20, that's acceptable. But I feel like it always comes out of nowhere. It's like, you know, you can be, I saw someone on Facebook the other day debating about the whole, this very same situation, what we're talking about right now. Someone tagged me on Facebook, and of course, you know, I took my nosy ass on in there, and did my thing, but I saw some people talking about this very same situation, and they were going back and forth talking about how a military person was the first person, I think it was a Green Beret, that told Trump, that told Kaepernick that you should kneel, you know, and that could show a sign of respect. But like, people were literally educating this guy on this, and he goes, "Fuck you, Trump 2020." Like, bro, what are you talking about? First of all. What made you think that I don't like Trump? Like, how did you just come to that conclusion?
Bingo.
Is it because I'm black?
Yep.
Yep.
And that's what makes me feel like they use it like that. Like, you out of nowhere, you just, because I'm telling you that I feel like it's okay that they taking a knee or that they decide to lock arms, you just decide to yell out, "Fuck you, Trump 2020. What the fuck was you going to do if I say, "Yeah, MAGA"? What the fuck was you going to do? You had no idea. You just assumed it. But I think it's because they saying it for a certain reason.
Yeah. Hey, that makes sense.
Hey, while we on the subject, we gotta stop calling people racist. There are some racist people out there, but every time we throw that word out, that racist is such a blanket statement. Call the motherfucker, because they don't care anymore. I heard this from white men, and I understand exactly what they're saying. Like, it lost its touch. But if you really want to get to somebody, call them what they are. Call them a white supremacist. That's the new word we're going to see. A lot of them are white supremacists. Oh, and there are black supremacists, too. I'm not taking that away. However, racist and white supremacists are not always the same thing. Same with black people. I'm being fair. I got to be politically correct now, you know. But call them what it is. Because at the end of the day, you may not hate black people, but you think we ain't shit. You think you better than me because I'm black. You think that you handle life situations better than me because I'm black. You think that I hate Trump because I'm black. I have a whole thinking ass brain of my own. You know what I'm saying? I've said plenty of fucking times that Trump wouldn't be half as bad if he shut the fuck up. I hate Trump followers more than I hate Trump. You know what I mean? I just don't think.
Agreed.
Just don't think that, you know, I think people are only being led politics by emotions and don't think things through. And I'm saying all of this because I said this to the group, like, y'all saying it like, I just absolutely fucking hate Trump. I just hate the shit he does. But you hated Obama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You hate this motherfucker. Oh, he's stupid. This man ain't stupid. He got a fucking law degree. You don't become the president of the United States. Yes, you can. Let me take that back.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. Well, I guess you can become the president of the United States if you're not the most intelligent person when you have a mob of white supremacists behind you.
Yeah. But you're
right. How many people were even at that game?
Too many. I that was a whole nother subject. I was like, bro, we ain't got time to hop on that this week. But
you sure don't.
I mean, that was a whole nother
thing. The craziest part is if they had even, you know, an ounce of a freaking brain, it could have been so much more of them. They could have had so much more strength in numbers. They could have been so much more than booing. Their boos could have been magnified had they just wore masks in freaking March. But, you know, they weren't listening to Trump. So yeah. Now it's only 20 of them to get the boo. Sucks to suck, motherfucker.
It sucks to suck, bro. But I just don't get it, bro. Like, I mean, besides the fact that, you know, Warren is right. You know, it's white supremacists. They're not racist. They just think that they're better than us. That's period. Like, nope. You can't kneel during the national anthem. No, I ain't having no moment of silence for your black ass either.
See, do you play crazy football and entertain me, or just get the fuck off the field? That's basically what they
say. It's literally like oxymoronic, because they say, you know, keep that stuff away from football. You know, I watch sports on the weekend to get away from that type of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. They say all that unless you complying with what the norm is to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you standing up and putting your hand over your heart, you know, with your head down, bowing, you know, while the national anthem is playing, then that's fine, because that's what they want. But if you're doing anything different, it's, why are you bringing this to football?
That's it, bro. That's just like when J.J. Watt, you know, when he started, I forgot what it was, but he had, you know, American flag a couple times.
He used to bring it out.
Man. Yep. Mm-hmm. He was the man. Like, that was cool. Nah, but you ain't want that shit in there.
He actually made a statement on the booze, too. I thought that was good that he actually made a statement, because I'm glad you mentioned that. He was known, like, J.J. Watt was known to run with that big-ass American flag. Like, he would bring that bitch out running with it. And he was like, he said, I think his statement was something like, I don't understand the boos. Like, I don't understand why people would boo for that. Something to that nature. Like, basically saying, like, you know, what more do y'all want? Like,
they want them to just do whatever the hell they want them to do. Like, as long as you're getting out on that football field or on that basketball court or the baseball field or the hockey rink, as long as you're getting out there and you're entertaining me, that's all I want. I don't want to hear you say anything about this is wrong or this is wrong. I don't like politics and that type of stuff with my sports. Even though when you're really putting your hand across your heart for the national anthem, that is actually politics, you fucking idiots.
Or what about how much they rallied behind Trump?
Yeah.
When he was like, oh, they need to fire him, whatever. Anti-Trump make thing, they rally behind that, but nah. But, you know, anything else, nah, we need to be separate. Oh, okay, all right.
Like we know what y'all mean by y'all want the shit separate. You want what you want separate. But we're here to tell you, fuck all, every last one of you. Fuck you're every right. last one of you. You can go rot in hell.
Yeah. J.J. Watt basically said those boos were very unfortunate. And he didn't understand what was going on with that because, again, it wasn't during the anthem. There was just a moment of unity. Yet we're going to boo people trying to be united.
He know what's been going on. He just ain't want to say it.
I think that need to happen too. Like I'm glad that he said something in general, but I think that need to happen more so than anything. Like if you gonna log arms with everyone and y'all gonna be out there, like whenever people out there booing, y'all need to say something about that shit. Y'all need to be like, hey man, y'all know I'm pretty patriotic. You know, I run out here with the flag on the field when we beat people, you know, I'm running around with the flag. I love my country. Yep. But why can't we be unified? Like, what's wrong with us standing? I feel like people like him need to say something. Anybody, yeah. them motherfuckers ain't gonna listen. I feel like you should say it.
Just say them doggone Clemson fans who are mad about unity being on the Clemson football field right now. But, you different subject.
Hey, we don't talk about those pussies during this podcast.
Fuck Clemson.
We do not talk about them during this podcast.
I was just talking about their fans, but I feel you.
You said the name. We don't even acknowledge you. Fuck
my bad. We do got some shit going on right now too with that type of stuff though with Darrell talking about. Because I think they're supposed to be putting names on the back of their helmets or something. I think maybe.
Yeah. Kind of like what the NFL doing when they got like the players. They had like they have victims' names on the back of their helmets.
Uh huh. I heard people were mad about something about that. But yeah, man. But fuck Clemson.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like them motherfuckers, you know, up there, I feel like they should be upset because that's not a representation of who they are. That will let culture say nigger. Yeah. So listen, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, don't try to act like that's all. Oh, now you care about them black folks. Like, bro. So them fans should be upset.
You're right.
Them fans ain't who they are.
They feel betrayed, bro. George Floyd got killed and Dabo wore a shirt the next day that said football matters.
Yep.
Them fans feel betrayed. They're like, wait a minute, Dabo. We thought you was with us.
Yeah.
That little Boosie voice. Why I feel betrayed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did this come from? Where did this black energy come from?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because Dabo trying to win another title and get more recruits?
Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, the Clemson fans, along with the Kansas City Chiefs fans and whoever else boo,
Houston.
Houston fans, they all of them have one thing in common. They look stupid. And that brings us to some more stupid shit. Some more stupid going on? Yeah, some more stupid going on. When I get to talk about stupid shit, that means it's that time.
Uh-oh. Time, huh?
Tell them what time it is, Lamp.
It is a moment where we take a few minutes out of our wonderful podcast to acknowledge one or multiple people's dumbassery. We like to call it the ostrich of the week. And this week, there were a couple people fighting for it, but since we wanted to discuss stupid people who didn't want to wear masks so other folks now can't go to sporting events like how we would all really like to do at this point in the year, I want to call out a group of people in the wonderful state of Florida.
Oh, man. What state?
In the wonderful state of Florida. Mm. Basically, we had, I think it was like a group of maybe 10 maybe less, that decided they were going to run into Target and not wear a mask, and they were going to have a Bluetooth speaker And, you know, they were going to just, like, you know, go run around Target without masks, even though you're supposed to wear a mask while you're inside that Target. And, you know, it was like them saying, hey, look at us. We're not wearing masks. And, you know, I said to myself, I was like, self, why are these dumb motherfuckers doing this? Like, I'm like, yeah. Like, why are you inside Target with even other white people looking at you? Because I forgot to say that in the beginning. It was a group of 10 or less white people. I feel as though I needed to specify that. Y'all probably already knew that anyway, but I just wanted to specify. But they just decided they were going to run, you know, play some stupid-ass music. One dude had on a MAGA hat. And they even had, like, a little, I think the boy was maybe, he looked like he was probably about 10 or 12. He right there with them, and they're, like, chanting and screaming. And everybody's just looking at him like, you dumb sons of bitches. Like, I'm giving them the ostrich because I, like, there was no reason behind it. They just literally went into Target to run up and down with a Bluetooth speaker saying they don't wear a mask. And then the funny part is they ended up getting kicked out of Target maybe 2 minutes later. Like, literally the store manager came out from the back and told them, get out or he's calling the cops. And they left immediately. No real boycott or nothing. So I just felt as though we needed to acknowledge, in honor of us talking about the dumb fans in Houston and Kansas City, Clem sucks. We just wanted to acknowledge some dumb motherfuckers in Florida who decided to run through a Target without masks on.
Were they filming themselves?
Oh yeah, they were filming. Well, someone else filmed them.
Oh, okay, that make it a little bit better.
Yeah. Let's face it. You know, we could almost, like, have an ostrich be someone in Florida every week. You know, they seem to be a very special state for whatever reason. But the thing about this is, man, like, okay, you choose Target. That's weird. That's for starters. Like, that's weird. Like, we gonna, if you want to stage something or protest something, like, when you, like, go to some type of government building, but no, we're gonna go to Target. Okay, all right. So you decide Target, and then you, like, run around with Bluetooth speaker with no mask. Okay, so what's your message? Is it just the not mask? Okay, how many people gonna see you in Target? It was the middle of the day, too.
Early in the day, too. Not even like now where people got off of work yet. This is like early midday Target.
Yeah, like, you know, when I first read it, I got like prank vibes. Like, oh, these kids, you know, it's a prank. But I'm just like, goodness. The only thing.
They chose Target because they think it's a lemming factory. That's why.
I think it's a wet factor, lemming.
Lemming.
I don't know what that means, Bees. Educate me.
I think a lemming is like some type of mammal.
Oh.
Like, we're warning that when you need them. It's, I know, right?
Well,
it's some type.
He said,
A lemming. Where you ever heard of a lemming?
Huh?
It's a small rodent.
You never heard of a lemming?
Oh, yeah,
a rodent?
Yeah, with them big ass eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lemming, bro. You know. Over the years, people have called people sheep for being followers. So, like, you know, Trump supporters like to call people sheep. So, lemming is like the new word that they calling people because, like, nah, we're not even calling y'all sheep anymore. All y'all mask wearers are lemmings.
Wow.
So yeah, they thought Target was a lemming factory. They thought that they would run into a lot of lemmings there, a lot of followers, little small rodents that would just have masks on.
You know, wow. I wish when that shit hit me, I could have just coughed in the motherfucker's face. And be like, hoaxed my ass. Enjoy the sun at 2.7 degree fever, bitch.
I mean, I don't get it. Like, I don't even understand the motivation of Target. Like, just, it was just stupid. I thought it was a prank, but they dumb. Like, well-deserved ostrich, you know? Well-deserved ostrich.
Gotta be young.
They gotta be.
One of them that actually looked like he was probably in his late 20s, early 30s. The rest of them, they look like they were probably like late teens, early 20s.
That one that like he was in the early 30s, that probably just drugs. You know, drugs take a toll on people. They have you looking 37 when you're 15.
The mud back on bath salts down there again?
Shit, that probably meth.
While we talking about drugs, man, let me tell y'all a quick story right quick. I don't know if I told y'all last week. I can't remember if I did. I told y'all about the dude in the dealership that was seeing people.
No, I don't think you told.
Oh no, but please elaborate.
Oh, bro. So listen, I'm at work. I don't know if we're gonna leave this in or not, BZ. Whatever. But anyways,
you're staying in if you want it in.
Yeah, okay.
It's up to you.
Matter of fact, this one should have been the ostrich, bro. So I'm at work, man, and I go to visit one of my customers. Right, so I'll be a little vague about it, but anyway, one of my customers has a customer that's looking a little weird or whatever. But I just go about my business. I go into the office to meet with with one of my customers. I hop on the computer, I'm behind the desk. So next thing I know, the same customer that looks weird walks up in there, though. And I'm like, oh. Yeah, you know, what's going on? Because customers, like, you know, his customers are not supposed to be in there. You know, that's an employee's only type of thing. So I'm like, oh, what's going on? So anyway, my man goes, hey, y'all need to call the law. And if you ever visited the Houston area, that is how everybody refers to police, the law, okay? with an S, too, not called the law. The laws.
The laws.
Yeah. So my man, like, y'all need to call the laws. So immediately my head is on a swivel. I'm like, damn, why we need to call the laws? Now my pistol is in my bag. So I unzip my bag. Because I'm like, okay, why are we calling the law? Well, you know, and I'm looking around, and my customer doesn't look like he's in any type of panic. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? You hear that man say you need to call the law? You know, like, but I still ain't seen that. So I put, you know, I'm just looking around. So anyways, then dude, like, bro, y'all need to call the laws. Y'all said y'all called them, but I've been here for an hour and they still ain't got here yet. So I look around again, like, you don't say nothing to that man, you know. So then he walks back out the office, and so I look at him and I'm like, "Hey, bro, what's going on, man? Y'all need to call the police, you know?" And he was like, "Man, you know, he said somebody like following him or something like that, you know." And called, but I was like, "Well, did y'all call the police, you know?" And he was like, "Yeah, we called them, but they just ain't come here yet." And I was like, "Okay, that man said he been here an hour though, you know." Anyway, so then he come back up and now. He come back in the office. He's like, hey, man, y'all call the laws. And so dude finally stand up and like, yeah, we called her. They said they on the way. He like, nope, y'all couldn't have called because I've been here for an hour. So then it starts to scare other customers, it seems like. So one of the salespeople come in there like, hey, bro, you got to go. You can't be in this office. You got to go. He like, nope, I ain't going nowhere. So y'all call the laws. He like, all right, well, let's go. Let's go call them. He like, nope. He like, nope. You know, let me hold somebody's cell phone. And immediately, like, first thing in my mind, like, I ain't got no phone, bro. You know? And so, but I'm still trying to figure out what is going on, dog. So then he starts to get, like, more excited. He, like, pacing in the office. So, again, my bag is open. So I reach down. You know? just to make sure that I'm in position for whatever is about to happen. Right? So then he goes, you know, as he's pacing, he's like, listen, man, like, if y'all ain't gonna call the laws, call them on me then, because I ain't going nowhere. So I'm like,
okay.
Call the police. Y'all need to call the police on the man, you know, because I'm still trying to figure out why I ain't excited right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, Why is everybody so calm? Except them salespeople. So anyways, then there's a young lady walks up. She like, we called twice already. They said it's not high priority. That's why they're not here. So I'm like, is that really what you want to tell that man? You know, like now I'm like, now my eyes big. And he like, I know y'all ain't calling because I see him in the back door right there. They coming through the back. And I was like, oh shit, who coming through the back? So now I'm in one of the rolling chairs, grab my bag, and I done slid the chair back. Like I'm in a movie, so now I'm ready because I can see everybody. Everybody gonna have to die if that's what.
So John Wick, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I had that good angle. And so, anyways, he was like, and then they go over there too. So he points. Hell, I look, and then he was actually at that point. He was talking about the police, but they weren't coming. They were just driving by. They was at the stoplight. So I'm like, man, what the hell is going on, bro? And so I finally look at, you know, my customer, and I'm like, hey, bro, I got to go, man. I got to get up out of here, man. You know, what y'all doing? You know, he like, man, you know, trying to help him, whatever. And so finally he get up. He's like, man, let's call him. Let's call him together right now. And he was like, man, I ain't leaving. I told you, call. He's like, it's a phone right here. And it was literally a phone, like, right across from the office that we were in. And he's like, okay. So he picks it up, calls him on speakerphone. They still ain't came, though. But I'm like, what the hell? So now I'm definitely getting ready to leave. All of a sudden, dude just leave. So we like, okay, maybe, you know, you're all right. But we look up, and this fool is walking on the freeway. Now listen.
What?
Yeah. Now
I'm talking interstate.
Listen, for anybody that listens, I was just about to say, if anybody don't listen to the show, I mean, or don't know, the freeway in this area is equivalent to the interstate, except for there's a lot more of it, and it ain't really like the interstate because it's like in town too. Anyway, it's a lot of cars.
A lot of cars going fast.
Probably talking about, yeah, you're talking about 8 total lanes typically at any given time. 4 lanes on each side. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Trying to kill himself.
Clearly on something, bro. You fool as hell, but I was so happy he left, dog. And, but anyways, though, that jump was the craziest thing, dog. And what to top it all off, though, I was training somebody. Like, that was a new person. So now I'm like, hey, listen, this don't be happening, you know, so. Know.
Did he have a mask on?
You know, I don't know what you. No, he didn't. So, I did, though. I had my mask on.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Motherfucker, mine gone. Motherfucker
might have had COVID in the brain.
Mine gone, yeah. I had COVID in the brain. Ate his cerebellum.
Yeah. COVID on the brain.
So, yeah, that's my story. That's my story, bro. And the reason why, now I stretched the story a little bit, too, like, to make it longer, because to tell you every detail, is because that's what it felt like being in there. It felt long as hell. So.
Hey guys, this is Lamp with the Talking Animals. And have you ever planned a vacation and your friend that was supposed to watch your dog canceled on you? What about a family emergency and you needed a last-minute pet sitter? Whether you're working long days or nights, traveling for business, out of town on vacation, or faced with a last-minute emergency, your pet always has a home away from home with Champ Strong Kennels. They offer pet daycare, overnight boarding, and other pet care services. They even sell pet-themed apparel and pet items like bowls and mats on their site. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram at Champ Strong LLC or visit their website at www.champstrongllc.com. Tell them the Talking Animals sent you. Make sure to use the promo code TAPODCAST to get 15% off when booking with Champ Strong Kennels.
But anyways, we can move along now to a subject that I care about a little bit more, and I think will lift our spirits as we dive into it. As we move into the lair this week, once again, it's not an interview, not going to be a separate show. Taking it back old school, a lair where we like to talk about black shit. And this week in the Lair, we were simply talking about blacks creating black communities. And it's really not that simple, as there's been somewhat of a trend lately. But at the same time, it is that simple. Been a lot of black people joining together to buy a lot of land with the intention of creating a black community. How y'all feel about that?
I like it.
I like it too, but I'm a tad bit worried.
Mm-hmm. Me too, Bees. Me too, Bees. Mm-hmm. Tell us why you worried, bro.
So I saw recently with all of us being, you know, USC grad in some entity, I saw two young guys that were quote unquote buying back the block, like when you think of like that concept. And they were in real estate, and I think mm-hmm. they're young, like they're recent graduates, and they buying back a lot of the spots in their neighborhood that they're from. And if I'm not mistaken, I want to say they might, don't quote me, but I think it might have been from New York. I can't remember. Either way, wherever they were from, they were buying back a lot of the area, and they're young. So like when I think of it like that, I'm like, oh, you know, that's dope. And then when I think about like these communities that we that's starting to pop up now, like, you know, I think the one you referring to was like a town. They buying like this little small, like a bunch of acres, and they, you know, want create their own little town. It's like the same concept. I mean, you buying the block back, like you bought it back from the state, you know, whoever, the city, whoever, and now y'all own it. But it worries me because it's been done before, and I feel like the times that we live in now, it's almost like a target is going to be put on them. Like somebody is going to try to do something malicious to it. You know, as a time.
Are you talking about the Tulsa massacre?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, like Black Wall Street, you know, any of these, you know, cities or areas where, you know, people try to do something good as a group of people, and then people, you know, tore it down. I read another story a couple weeks ago too, and I'm trying to think of it while I'm talking, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was like a boys' school, or kind of like a, not a jail, but it was some type of like reform school or something like that. And it was a bunch of black young boys that was sentenced there, and they burnt it. They set it on fire while all the boys was in there. I just read this story a couple weeks ago.
I posted that story.
Did you post that one?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember where it was at, man. But I mean, I just get those type of vibes when I hear stuff like this. I'm like, cause I feel like that's the times we live in, man. Like how people are just so blatant about, you know, their wing on, like I want to say, we ain't gonna use white racism. They're gonna say white supremacy. People so blatant about their supremacy now that I feel like that's what worries me. It's like somebody gonna do something. They're not gonna let it be. They're not gonna let it just go as planned.
Exactly what I was thinking, BZ. Like exactly what was my concern. As soon as I saw it, like people were like, oh, you know, so happy, so excited, it's a good thing, bro. But immediately I'm like, oh shit, like this could be bad. Because think about what we just talked about now. Like we just talked about you know, a couple minutes ago we talked about the NFL returning back, and all they tried to do was have a moment of silence that was dedicated to those mm-hmm. black people, right? Or to us, to our black people, and they were booed. Bro, how you think they gonna feel about, like, hey, we trying to create something that's of true value? Because really, bro, a moment of silence is cool, but it don't mean shit, really. You know, there's no value in it, per se. Monetary value, I should say. But, hey, you know, we're about to try to establish essentially, like, have our own economy. Oh, no, no. And we know about it before y'all get it up and running? Nah, bro.
Eight.
Y'all gonna need a loan to and some zoning to go to that y'all gonna about to have to need. Y'all gonna have to do some, you know, you're gonna need some permits or something too. Watch how hard it's gonna be to
get. And it could be hard, but I still feel like it's ways that they can go around all that, because it's gonna be someone of color in all them avenues if they can find the right people. But I was just thinking about the fact that it's not like this is actually the first thing. You know, a lot of people that do watch sports might have heard of, I think it's called Chubb Hill, down in Georgia, where all the Chubbs from, you know, mm-hmm. Nick mm-hmm. Chubb.
Oh, and, yeah.
Which one was the defensive end for NC State?
Bradley Chubb.
You know, all their uncles and their dads, you know, all of them, you know, played sports. They were all, you know, massive mountains of men that, you know, were well known in the area, and like that area is theirs, like it's named after them. And it's like, you know, quietly people have been doing this type of stuff for a while, but it's like when nobody really knows about it and nobody really bothers it, you know, they kind of just let them do their thing. But it's like when they announce it, it's exactly. Like, oh, now you invite every. It's kind of like posting your house online, you know, like posting your address. Like you don't want to post your address online because you might feel like somebody might, you know, feel like, oh, well, I'm gonna go rob this motherfucker. I kind of get that type of vibe.
See, I had a lot of thoughts about this, and I'm not gonna take too much time with it, but simply to unpack a few things with it, I think the major piece that you guys are touching on is you have to look at the historical aspect of this. And I think it was funny because I posted an article, like an unrelated topic today, but talking about the president wanted to take on the Patriot. He wanted to put the Patriot type of education into the school system to combat the 1619 Project. And, like, you know, it might seem insignificant, but it's stuff like that that's already, like, just at play here. Because what the 1619 Project is doing is bringing light to all the plight of what a lot of minorities had to go through in terms of trying to just make it in America, and how stuff kept getting burned down and stolen and pilfered from them. And it's crazy that we actually have a president who wants to cover that up right now. I find it absolutely crazy. And I bring that up because, again, the historical aspect of what is at major key here. It's a major key. There were plenty of, like, communities of minority people where, like, maybe it's, like, minority run, where all people of all colors were happily in the communities having a good time working, so on and so forth. And yet, because it was built by a black person, it had to go. And that's, I find that just, like, absolutely, like, you know, crazy in a sense. And yet, it's almost like, as you guys are saying, history will repeat itself. Because I heard the two young ladies talking about it. They were saying, like, you know, they want to build a community and they want to, like, you know, make it black owned. But they said, obviously, everyone of all races and colors can be there and, like, live there and everything else. And that's totally fine. That's great. And nice harmony and everything else. But some people don't want that harmony. And when you go out and announce it like that, I'm with you guys. It can start to create problems. Like, someone may come in and try and buy some land in the middle of the place and then won't let them build on it or something like that or whatever. I think they should just, like, you know, just stay it in the wings and in the woodwork, and then came out once stuff was, like, built in place, then came out and said something.
Hey, I know I heard...
You should have did like people do when on them weight loss shows. And John, what you gotta do is, you know what I'm saying, you keep your head down, you grind, and then you pop out. You know what I'm saying? Pop out. That's what I feel like they should have did, because not only are they inviting, putting a target on themselves or inviting issues from you know, other races, it's also, I mean, within the race too, you know, which is
crabs,
you
know, in a barrel,
different of a topic. Yeah, but it's just like, you know, absolutely, Durant. It's just like with anything else, man, a lot of times, I don't know if anybody else does this, but a lot of times if I'm making a move that's major, you know, that's kind of big,
I'm quiet.
I'm gonna keep my mouth closed until it's, like, about done.
See, I'm actually,
like,
pretty vocal.
You know,
but that's why I can't.
You know,
I can't frown on it too much, because, you know, I am kind of like that. But it worries me though. I don't worry about myself as much because I'm not really doing anything. You know, I'm not really.
But you are, BZ. You are.
But the thing about it is, I feel, you know, it's a good thing to be vocal and, like, you know, like, speak into existence what you're trying to do. Like, you know, affirmation, like, as, you know, a lot of, you know, religion would come into play with that. And, you know, build yourself up, be confident about it, sure. But at the same time, you just have to be mindful and wary of the situation, what's going on during the times. And I just feel that you want to make sure you move in a way that you got all your bases covered. Because, like, you're not talking about, like, oh, I'm going to go out and build a house. No, you're talking about building a whole town with, like, people there. Like, we need to have, like, a structure. Like, and then on top of that, if I'm not mistaken, I believe they said they want, like, a town that had, like, very little law enforcement or something like that, too. On top of that,
to establish a town, there's going to be a whole lot of other steps. So that'll be interesting, too. Like, a community is one thing, but town, that's, you know, that's gonna be difficult.
Hey, y'all know
I'm not saying that they can't do it.
Did y'all hear that that Compton at one point used to be like a affluent white community?
I believe it.
I didn't know that, but I believe.
I think I saw it on documentary on Netflix, if I am mistaken, about like all the people from Compton. I saw it on documentary somewhere. It might have been Netflix though. But yeah, if I'm not mistaken, one of the presidential families like started out in Compton. I can't remember which one it is. I might have to look it up later and send it to y'all. But like
same way with Edisto Beach and Isle of Palms is used to be all black people.
It's crazy. That just made me think of that though. It's like, you know, when black people start moving into something, like they don't really want it. But if black people do it by themselves, then everybody tend to have a problem with it. People start taking notice, like, oh, what y'all got going on over there? But like, if white people black people decide they want a piece of it, they just want to let it go.
Yeah, I also feel like, you know, is that, and I feel like too, like Darrell, you made a reference to the Bible earlier. You know, but talking about speaking things into existence is also, you know, for me, I just believe there's, you know, power, life, and death is in the tongue. And I don't want you speaking on my shit, bro. That's how I look at it. Mm. Like, you don't know who really has your best interest at heart. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talk, you know, for the most part, we talk almost every day. And that's different. You know, I think that we're blessed to have that, to be honest, you know. A lot of people don't, but I mean, you know, when you're doing something like, bro, like, I don't know if y'all remember, hell, before I moved here, like, shit, definitely wasn't something I was blasting out until I was getting ready to move.
Exactly.
You know, it's just, you know, it's funny too. I was talking to somebody about it earlier. They getting ready to move, for their career. And it was like, bro, whenever you got ready to move, because I moved a couple of times for work, and, you know, he was like, you know, did you get a lot of, like, negative people asking you, like, negative questions? You know, like, thinking, I was like, nah, not really. He was like, dang, bro, you know, why? I was like, because I ain't tell everybody. That's why I didn't get that, because everybody didn't know. And I was like, bro, that's just how it is. You just can't do that. Can't do it. Unfortunately, you can't. So I feel like, you know, they're going to face it to a higher level. On top of the supremacy issue,
mm-hmm.
and the bushes were once in
so it was the bushes. Okay, I thought it was.
Yeah,
I thought so. Yeah.
49 and 50.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, BZ. I mean, it is crazy, man. You know, one thing changes to another, man. So, it's a beautiful thing with the black communities that are being created and the black people that are banding together to create those communities. I'm definitely happy to see it. I just hope that they're careful about it, you know, and I hope that, you know, we're able to help as well to build those. But, you know, that's something I'm passionate about. And I think all of us are, you know, and as we get into the Lion's Den, it's going to be Lamp this week that tells us something that he's passionate about.
All right, America. I'm going to tell you a little story again today. So Sony, they announced the PlayStation 5. And, you know, we all knew it was going to be kind of expensive. But what really pissed me off, which is where I'm getting on my soapbox this evening, is what is the fucking purpose of the digital cop of the digital PS5? Like, what the fuck is the purpose? Like, I mean, I get the whole concept of, hey, we're going to make this one version of the PlayStation 5 cheaper, but you can't put any Blu-rays in it to watch movies, which is fucking stupid. And you can only download games onto it. You can't purchase the hard copy games. So that means you're not going to be able to play a lot of the games because some of the games are not going to have digital copies. What's the fucking point? Like real. And then the thing that pissed me off even more about it is the most expensive one is $499. That gives you everything. The digital one is $399. So for $100 less, I lose out on a lot of shit. Ain't even that much of a difference. Why, Sony? Why? Why in the fuck would you do that? unless you're giving me a shit ton of storage to download stuff onto it. Because let's all be honest, even with the regular one, you still need a lot of storage, because when you buy the hard copy of the game, you got to download all that shit onto the system to play. So even with the digital one, you still downloading the same size file, if not possibly a little bit bigger, and I may not have as much storage. So guess what, Sony? I'm still going to buy you, though. I'm not going to Xbox. Fuck you, Microsoft. Fuck you, Jared. But fuck you too, Sony. Fuck you too. Because that is bullshit.
What?
They fuck you, Jared.
Now, Jared know why I say that. Because he keeps saying, come over to the dark side to get Xbox. Listen.
He getting one.
I'm still not going to Xbox. I'm still not. Microsoft still has not done enough. I'm leaving Sony. I got a PS3 still. I got my PS4 downstairs. And let's keep it all the way 100. I'm going to get a PS5. I'm not getting that shit anytime soon. Now, damn sure I'm buying the digital copy, because that's a waste of fucking time. But fuck you, Sony. Fuck you for the digital copy.
Damn. I just want to say that. I was actually planning on getting a digital copy, but Limp just made me feel like a bitch, so I ain't gonna get it.
But no, I mean, because I look at it like, I mean, okay, I get that nowadays people don't really buy Blu-rays and shit like that, because you got Netflix, you got Hulu, you can download all of that directly onto the PlayStation. Because I got that on my PlayStation 4 downstairs right now. But my thing is, normally when you make something cheaper, that means you don't get as much storage. Because I think about the phones. I even think about when the PlayStation 4, like how they do it now, where you have one storage that's cheaper, and then you have like the 512 gigabyte or the 1 terabyte one that's more expensive. So we all know they're going to make that digital one not as much storage, but games like Call of Duty, for example, like they got the new Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War coming out. Call of Duty right now, at least once a month, has an update that takes up about another 20 to 30 gigabytes of storage. And it already took up 125 gigabytes of storage
just to put the
fucking game on. So you
have
to delete
the old Call of Duty just to get the new one.
That's what I'm saying. And that's the problem. Like, literally, you're making, and I get it to an extent, but if you're going to tell me you're making this digital side, this digital style game console, this shit better have a ton of fucking storage. And from what I've been seeing at the price it's going to be, it's not. So fuck you, Sony. Fuck you.
Dang.
I'm going to still buy your system. I'm going to buy your system next year. But fuck you right now.
Yeah, that shit come out and have 80 terabytes of goddamn storage space. You be mad.
I can tell you now, for $400, that shit ain't even going to come close to having a terabyte of storage.
I disagree with that, Lam. I think it might come out with a terabyte of storage. For only one reason, bruh. So you're saying it's less expensive. That usually means less storage. I think it could be different in this case, bruh, because think about the money that they're saving and the space that they're saving just in the console by not having to create a mechanism to take a disc.
I'm pulling it up right now so we can see how much
I was looking it up too. I was looking that shit up too. First of all, the new PlayStation 5 is ugly. It looks like what I would think an Xbox would look like. And the Xbox looks like what I would think the PlayStation would look like. So I don't like
that. Oh, wow.
I do not like that at all. When did PlayStation decide that they want to go black and white? PlayStation, the first PlayStation was gray, and everyone since then has been black.
It did.
Yeah, PlayStation, they need to bring back the gray. I like the skin.
No, they need to stay black.
Yeah.
Well, I
gray
like
been
like,
since I've been in middle
got,
school.
Like,
fist up.
I saw like a Vegeta skin and a Denver Broncos skin that I might want. You know what? I lied. That was Xbox. Never mind. Yeah, that was Xbox that does it. They got the different skins. I saw a Denver Broncos skin I can get and put on the Xbox when I get one.
I mean, you can probably get eventually. They'll probably have the skins for the PlayStation because they got the skins out for the PS4 as well. So I'm fairly certain that's going to be something that it's not out there just yet, but it'll be out there soon enough.
Ah.
Okay, so they don't. So in terms of the specs of the digital, like from this website that I'm reading, I know they're saying that the physical, like the one that will have a disk drive, is going to have 825 gigabytes of storage.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty close to a terabyte.
But that's the one with the disk drive, Niki.
Oh,
that's what not the digital. That's what we're trying to find. That's what we're trying to find. Go to Best Buy
website. Gee, they got the thing on there.
Well, shit, that's a Best Buy website still up because them motherfuckers, like, shit, like, it was like chaos, like, the second Sony actually announced it. Like, they said, like, a lot of places, their website started crashing because of it.
Man, Best Buy slack, man. I don't want to hear it. My laptop get messed up, and my warranty went out on September 12th. I go in on the 13th. They talking about they can't do nothing.
Well, because you ain't got no warranty at that point.
I don't understand the problem.
I don't understand what the problem is, bro.
2 years? 2 years?
You know, worse than when they sell you a car and put a damn warranty on it.
2 years?
I can tell you now. They do that shit with your phone, too. The second your manufacturer warranty is up after a year, if you don't have extended warranty, guess what? It can be literally an hour into the next day. They will look you in the face and say, your warranty is up. You don't have equipment protection. Sorry.
They do that with anything. That's how warranties and service contracts, that's how they work. That's why they have
ain't no worse than a damn car. I never get a warranty on my car again. If I ever get another brand new car, I never get a warranty on it. I can promise you that.
That's why they have a time on those contracts. So it expired.
Pay extra money in my damn bill and the damn... I ain't replaced shit on my car yet, but tires, bro. My car over 6 years old. I still got the same goddamn battery in that bitch.
Damn,
for real?
Yes, over 6 years old, and I ain't changed my battery yet. And I bought a damn warranty when I bought that car. Now, if something die right now, that warranty don't do me shit, and I paid for that bitch. I'll never get another warranty again.
You gotta fight him.
Shout out to Dodge.
You gotta fight him.
Mopar.
You gotta fight him.
Mopar. Digital version is 1 terabyte, gentlemen.
Ooh. Oh, lamp. Well,
nigga, don't lamp Oracle. Me, because you want to know what the fuck going to happen? You want to know what the fuck going to happen, Nigga? I'm going to tell you what the fuck going to happen. I'm going to tell you what the fuck going to happen right now.
We'll go ahead,
BZ, how much storage did NBA 2K21 take you when you put that shit into your PS4?
You know good and hell well I ain't pay attention to that shit. But
there's a reason why I asked that.
You know the answer, because that shit only took about 20 minutes to download and update.
Did you have to delete NBA 2K20 off?
No.
Watch what's going to happen with the PS5. Because the thing you have to factor in with that new downloads.
Call of Duty will make me have to delete something.
What you got to factor in on new download, man?
For one, with the new console, much bigger graphics, better sound, all of that shit, more storage. I can guarantee you with 1 terabyte of storage, and this is a guarantee. No more than 3 games will be able to fit on there with you downloading any streaming services on it.
Damn.
Three games? First of all, I don't even know
how much I own my PlayStation 4, but when I got that Call of Duty last year, I ended up deleting my damn Grand Theft Auto 5. I ended up deleting my last Madden I had. I can't remember what it was. I ended up deleting 2 things just for that Call of Duty. And that shit kind of pissed me off.
On mine right now, I got Call of Duty, 2K, Madden, the Uncharted 1-3, and Uncharted 4.
I bet 2K I bet Call of Duty is the only one that's really big, though, because I figured that out pretty quick. Like, for some reason, the rest of these, which blows my mind that the rest of these games don't have that much space, but Call of Duty has so much. It's like,
that's because Call of Duty
you gotta remember, Call of Duty is like, you got multiplayer, you got the zombie mode, you got like, it You got the regular story.
Bro, we got a whole neighborhood in 2K, bro. I be out there talking to my dog.
That is true.
I be getting fucking haircuts and dyeing my hair red like Dennis Rodman, bro. Why is called
this? That is true. That's a good point. I mean, I'm telling you, that's going to be more than
7'5" red haired mother dunking motherfucker on down.
But again, Migi, remember what I said. If because a lot of people who are going to get it, they're going to also be downloading streaming services on it.
Hey, man, so that's why smart TVs don't cost nothing but $20 these days, man. Y'all better put down Netflix on your damn PlayStation. Put it on.
The more gonna have Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. They're gonna have Peacock. They're gonna have all of that shit on there.
Well, if you're gonna do Quibi, all that, then okay, like that. That is a difference.
And that's what I'm saying, because people nowadays, like when they buy a PS4, like when they buy a game console, they buy it to be their entertainment. Like they buy it to do everything. They don't want to have to switch to the TV.
Yeah, now, like I said, that, I play a game, bro.
I buy that bitch for Madden, 2K, and Call of Duty.
Yeah, same, bro.
I don't even know why nobody would put that stuff on their PlayStation nowadays. Hell, we went to Disney last week, and we took our Fire Stick.
Oh wow!
Like you, I mean, because it's easy. Like to B's point, I don't even know why you put all that stuff on your games because you don't really.
Man, need to. I need to get a Fire Stick.
But another thing too, like you know, like Lamp, when you were talking about when you download when you had a new 2K21, did you have to delete the old one? So what if I did? Like you play the old shit after you got a new one?
No. Hey, sometimes that shit got sentimental value, man.
But Niggy, when I say that. What I'm saying is because you have to make space, like, and I'm not saying it just because you had to get rid of the old, like he had possibly had to get rid of the old NBA 2K20. That saying it, what if there was another game on there that he liked to play? Because remember, he just said when he got Call of Duty,
Grand Theft
he had
Auto.
To get rid of Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
So again, that's what I'm speaking to.
2K didn't bother me as much.
Yeah, but I didn't want to delete it. 1 terabyte though.
I didn't want to delete it, but it didn't bother me as much. But I was kind of mad about losing that Grand Theft Auto. I ain't gonna lie.
But I guess
GTA baby.
But I guess the way I say it, Niggy, is right now with the PS4, it's like certain games they're not taking up that much storage. With a new console, new game, all of the new shit that they're putting into it. Those games are going to take up even more storage, which is why they're trying to give you more storage. But that doesn't mean you're going to get more games on it. That's what I'm saying at that point. It's the same thing with cell phones. As apps do these updates, they take up more and more space to try to give you more and more shit. But your phone in itself may not have enough storage for all of it. That's the game. They're going to do something to try to make you have to buy something more. Otherwise, you're going to be deleting shit. That's all I thought.
The cloud is unlimited.
I don't know if the cloud is unlimited, but this will be my my giveaway for the week. The first person in our group that listened to this podcast, in our group or in the world, we got some random people in the world that be skimming across our podcast by accident.
True.
Whoever the first person is that hear this, that buys me a PlayStation 5, I got $10 for it.
You got
$10 for you.
$10? Okay.
First person to buy me a PlayStation 5 got $10.
Oh,
that's the gift for this week. That's the giveaway this week. First person to pre-order my PlayStation 5, $10.
There you go. You know we like to end on a high note in them giveaways. I think that's a perfect time. Listen, y'all make sure y'all hit it, man. It's $10 on the line, man. $10. That's $10. A nice lunch.
And it can be the terabyte one. It can be the one without the disc. I prefer disc. I like physical. I like to touch that. But I'm not picky.
So go ahead and get busy. Either one of the new PS5s, the digital or the regular, whatever. And he got you on that 10.
I'll get someone a talking animal
and
shirt.
And Darrell give you a shirt. Oh, there you go. Talking animal shirt and $10. Go ahead, get busy that.
Oh, PS5.
Yeah. There you go. There you have it. Listen, thank y'all for joining us. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for taking a trip back to how it used to be with us. We enjoyed you. Hope you enjoyed us. Make sure you continue to check us out. Facebook, IG, Twitter, Snapchat. We everywhere. Everywhere you are, you can find us. Google us, however you want to. But most and most importantly, just tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. We out of here.
Tell a host.
Them too.
Live, laugh, love.
Them. Man, shut up, man. Damn, ruin my outro. I don't care what you do. Just make sure you tell people to listen to our podcast.
Hey.
Bye.